A lot more there of this great sermon that the Lord delivers here in this passage here. Some of it really been speaking to me tonight, so I want to look at some things out of Luke chapter number 6. You know, there's great teachings in here and some hard teachings. He tells us we ought to love our enemies. He tells us we ought to treat others like we'd want to be treated. And he tells us about giving. Teaches us some things about judging. We ought not to judge. And we have no right to judge anybody but ourselves, matter of fact. And condemning, and he teaches us some things about forgiving. Matter of fact, if we're not forgiven, then don't expect to be forgiven. Amen. For what he says, teaches about lending. But the latter part of this chapter right here teaches something about building. And that's kind of what I want to focus on tonight. You know, there's some important values and virtues that's given to us in this chapter right here. And I want us to look at some things. We'll start reading right here. Let's start reading in verse number 39. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that's in thine own eye?" Boy, he's hitting it home right there, ain't he? We're quick to judge everybody else. And what Jesus is saying right here, you better examine yourself. You're more guilty than they are. Amen? He said, "Either how shalt thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that's in thine eye, when thyself beholdest not the beam that's in thine own eye?" Now here's some words that cuts. "Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the motes in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Better watch your heart. Your mouth will tell on you. "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock, and when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." Brother Conrad, would you pray for us tonight? Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Yes. God bless, Lord. Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, we pray. Amen. As I said, there's some great instruction that's given in this chapter, and there's some great warnings that's given. Jesus said in verse number 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" I want to give you tonight some words of warning. Four particular things right here that I see in this scripture right here that do us good to heed the warnings that Christ has given us. First of all, I want you to notice there's a warning about our heart. Let me ask you, how's your heart with God tonight? Is your heart right with God? Is there anything between you and the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us that the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. It says, who can know it? And he goes on and says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins to give every man according to his works. So we better watch our heart. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:23 to keep your heart with all diligence. That's a job. Yes. Amen. We're tempted with a lot of things in the day that we live. There's evil on every hand. And our heart can be led astray by the things of the devil that he'll set before us. So you better guard your heart. Your heart. Jesus is interested in our heart. He wants our heart. He wants our affections. And all that Christ has done for you and I, our affections ought to be set upon Him and upon things above. So there's a warning here, I believe, about our heart. You'll notice right here that he says right here that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But just before that, he speaks about a tree. And he compares a man or a woman like a tree in the scripture right here. And we're all bearing fruit, as he says right here. We're bringing forth either good fruit or we're bringing forth evil fruit. Right? Amen. Our lives we're a living thing that people are looking at and that people are feeding off of our lives. We may not realize who all is watching us and who all is listening to us and who's gleaning off of us. But somebody is. And I want you to ask yourself tonight, hey, what kind of fruit are you bearing? The root of it all goes back down to the heart, I believe. If your heart's right with God, I believe you'll be a tree that's bearing some good fruit. Amen. So listen, the tree, what kind of tree are you tonight? He speaks right here about a good tree. He speaks about thorns and he speaks about figs, a bramble bush. He speaks about grapes. Are people reaping great things from you? Are they gathering some good things from your life? Is it a fruitful life that you're living around lost people day by day? The people that you bump elbows with every day, the people that you're around, can they see Christ in you? Or do you just blend in with the world when you get with the world? Or do you stand out as a Christian? Something to think about. It's easy, let me tell you, it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning. Easy to be a Christian on Wednesday night and Sunday night. But when you get out there in the world, it's a different story. But Christ expects us to be a tree that's bearing good things that people can eat off of. Notice he says this about not only a tree, but about treasures. In verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. Better guard your heart. Evil will take it over. Amen? There's not a Christian alive that's not capable of going in the wrong direction. Amen. Amen. So you better watch yourself. I hope and pray to God that we got some good treasures in our heart for people to see and to share with others around us. And notice this right here. Not only the tree and the treasures, but the truth. You ever heard the old saying, the truth will come out? Amen. Hey, what's come out of your mouth today? Think about this. What's come out of your mouth today? He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Your mouth will tell on you. It'll tell you what kind of relationship you got going with the Lord Jesus. Amen. And we're prone to say things that we ought not to say. Amen. But I wonder, does it grieve you? When you say something you shouldn't have said, does it grieve you in your heart? And you want to get it right and get it clean? It ought to. Warnings about our heart. Better work on your heart. Keeping your heart right with God. That's a pretty big job. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Worry about you. Work on you. Amen. All right. Secondly, I want you to notice this. There's a warning not only about the heart, but there's a warning about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. He speaks about the hypocrite up there that's always judging somebody else. Amen. Amen. Judging somebody else. And boy, I tell you, we as Baptists, a lot of times we in a rock throwing business, ain't we? Amen. Boy, we're quick to size somebody else up. We're quick to look at their faults. But hey, what about us? What about ourselves? I know what's in me. You don't. I don't know what's in you, but you do. And I'm telling you, tonight we ought to be a judging ourselves. Amen. Get our own self right with God. Amen. Better quit judging folks. Warning about hypocrisy. Verse 46, he says this, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? You know, it's easy to have an outward show of religion. Amen? There's a lot of folks that get religious on Sunday morning. Amen? There's a lot of folks that can put on a show of religion. Jesus, in this particular day, there was a lot of them around Christ that had an outward appearance of religion. The scribes, the Pharisees, the religious rulers of that day, why, you could see them coming down the street, and boy, you thought, well, there comes a holy man. But Jesus said they were full of dead men's bones. Amen. Listen to me. Today, friend, there's a warning right here about being a hypocrite with just a show of religion on Sunday morning. Christ is looking for some folks that will live it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and keeping your heart right with God. And don't be a hypocrite. Amen. It's easy to come to church on Sunday morning and say, oh, how I love Jesus, and then go out there and be in love with the world on Monday. Hypocrite. Wonder how many times I've lived like a hypocrite. Going to church on Sunday, going out on Monday, and just getting worldly and worldly and worldly as the week progresses on. We need to be true to our profession. Amen? Sunday's a day of worship. Sunday's a holy day. Monday's a day to put our profession, our faith to work. Live a Christian life. And it ain't easy. It's not easy to live a Christian life. But if we'll get filled with the Holy Ghost and get in the Word of God and pray, it'll make it a whole lot easier. Warning about hypocrisy. An outward show of religion, but no inward sign of a rebirth. There's a world of religious folks in the world today. Lots of different religions. Boy, it's like a buffet. You can just go pick your religion that whatever tickles your ear and whatever suits your fancy. You can just pick it. But let me tell you something. Without the rebirth, without having the Holy Ghost living inside of you, if you ain't got a place that you can go back to where God brought you under Holy Ghost conviction, hey, brought you to your knees to where you cried out to Him for salvation and He saved your soul and placed a Holy Ghost within you, then you better do some checking up. Jesus told the most religious man, in the Bible right there. Nicodemus came to him. Nicodemus said, "Well, I know you're a teacher. I know that without God you couldn't do these miracles." And he came to him by night. And Jesus just cut him off. He said, "Verily, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he'll not see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus thought he was right. He just wanted to know who Jesus was. But there was something missing in his life. He needed to be born again. Religion wasn't going to get it. Same's true today. You can be religious. Hey, you can be baptized. You can have your name on every church roll in Carroll County. But unless you've been born again, you'll die and go to hell. It's that simple. Warning about hypocrisy. I know what I'm talking about. Before the Lord saved me, I was a lost church member. Lost church member. If I'd have died a lost young man, they'd have rolled me down in front of the church. The clerk would have looked back in there and he said, well, he would have looked back in his notes and he said, well, he's been baptized. He joined the church so and so years ago. And the preacher would just preach me right off into heaven. And all the time I'd have been burning in a devil's hell. I thank God for grace. He'd come to a wretch like me. Give me a chance. Give me a chance to be saved. Nicodemus. I believe old Nicodemus got that chance. I believe Christ convinced him of his lost condition. Amen. Warning about our heart. A warning about hypocrisy. But I want you to notice there's a warning about heeding. A warning about hearing the Word of God. Notice what it says. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. Doing the things I say. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? It's easy to be a hearer of the Word of God. Amen? But then, let me say this too. Hey, a lot of folks come to church and don't hear a word you say. Amen? Amen. But being a hearer of the Word and a doer of the Word is what God requires. It's what God is looking for in a Christian's life. Now, I want you to notice what James has to say right here. The book of James right here, chapter number 1. Familiar passage right here. He says in chapter 1, verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You see, hearing the word of God is just part of the Christian life. Doing the word of God is a whole different story. Amen. Listen to me now. I want you to notice something right here. Are you a hearer and a doer? Are you just one that talks the talk and don't walk the walk? Listen today. I'm glad of what Jesus says right here in this verse number 47. He says, "Whosoever cometh to me." I'm glad there's a whosoever call from God. Whosoever will can come to Christ today. When he's calling, when he's drawing, I'm glad he didn't just pick white folks. Glad he didn't just pick black folks, didn't just pick Jews. But hey, let me tell you, son, Jesus is a whosoever God. But notice, he didn't just stop right there. "Whosoever cometh to me, heareth my sayings." The Word of God. The words that Christ speaks is of great importance to you and I. They're words that we better heed. They're words that we better follow. They're words that we better apply in our lives. I want the blessings of God, don't you? I want God's favor. I want God's fellowship. I want to be able to call upon Him. I want to be able to know that I'm in perfect relationship and fellowship with Christ. Maybe an urgency to come up and I'll need him. I don't want that fellowship to be broken. But listen, the words of Christ are so important. Jesus said, "Whosoever heareth these, heareth my sayings." My sayings. That's why you need to read your Bible. You can read every book that man's ever written, and you might wind up in the ditch. Amen? But if you'll just adhere to these words written in red right here, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't going to go wrong. They're right. There's a warning about hearing and doing the Word of God. This complying to what Christ has said. It's a job. It's a job to keep your flesh in subjection and keep the Spirit right where you can do the Word of God. Have you got a desire to be a doer of the Word of God and not just a hearer? What would church be? Hey, what would Liberty Baptist Church be tonight if there was nobody willing to do the Word of God? Amen. I'm glad we got some teachers that took these kids downstairs. They were willing to do something for the Lord. I'm glad we got some people that's willing to pray. That's got an altar that'll pray for me and that'll pray for you and those that are sick and in need. There's always something that we can do. If we'll get into the Word of God, I guarantee you that God will illuminate something in His Word that you can be doing for Him. We're responsible. We're accountable. He expects something out of us in our lives. Amen? All right, a warning about our heart. Warning about hypocrisy. Warning about hearing and doing. And lastly, I want to get to this right here. A warning about the home. The home. You'll notice right here, when we get to verse 48 right here, verse 47, he said, "I'll show you to whom he's like. The man that hears the Word and does the Word." He said, "I'm going to show you who he's like." Notice he turns to the male gender. He didn't say, "I'm going to show you who they're like." He said, "I'm going to show you who he's like." So daddies and granddaddies, all you men in the house, this is really, really for you. But it's also for you ladies too. He's like a man which built a house. And, you know, as we go through life, we have many different goals. We want things, don't we? Amen. That's one of our problems in the day that we live. We want too much. Amen. Amen. We're living in a day and age of lust. Ain't a lot of shiny things out there. Just all you got to do, just sign your name right here. And you can have it. And then the payments start coming. Amen. So I got a warning about the home right here. And he addresses fathers here. And he addresses two specific men right here. One wise and one foolish. I don't want to live life like a fool. Amen. You see, family is affected. Family is going to be affected by your wisdom or your foolishness. Always. The things that I do in my life is going to always affect somebody else. Whether I'm wise or whether I'm stupid, it's going to have some effect on somebody else. So he addresses right here this man. Show you to whom he's like. Man which built a house and dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. You see, this first man right here was a man that looked to the Word of Christ. He heard the Word of Christ, and he purposed in his heart to be a doer of the Word of God in his life. And he built his house, he built his family upon the rock. Foundation. The rock, and it could not be shaken. You see, I think he had faith. What Christ is addressing right here and what he's saying right here is that we need faith to do his word. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, I don't believe we'll do anything for the Lord. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And we ought to know that if we want to live our life and we want to please God and we want to have a family and a relationship that pleases God, we need to be a doer of the Word. We need faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need more and more and more of the Word of God. You want more faith? Get more Word. Amen. He addresses fathers. He addresses faith. He's looking for some doers of the Word. And he addresses a foundation. You see, this man that built his house upon a rock, he dig deep, which represents some work. Work. And I'd say this man that dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock, I'd say he had to do some sacrificing. He had to make some commitments for his house. Amen. He knew, according to the Word of God, that there would one day be a storm arise. So he wanted a solid, a sure foundation. Ought to be the desire of all our homes to have a home that would stand. You see, when we live our lives, there's going to be troubles that's going to come. There's going to be worries. There's going to be heartaches. And let me tell you something. You better be building upon the foundation, the sure foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is our rock. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only sure foundation that'll stand through the storms of life. And then at the end of life, He'll still be the solid foundation. A foundation. What Christ is teaching right here is that it's going to be tested. There's going to be a storm arise in your life. He didn't say, if the flood arose, if the stream beat vehemently. He said, when. When. It's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. Are you on the rock tonight? Are you built upon the sure foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have Him with you? Do you have the promises of God that can't be shaken? God's Word is sure. God's Word will never change. The promises that He's made to His children are solid. Solid. A foundation. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The rock. He is the one. Let me tell you something. The devil's going to do everything in his power that he's allowed to do to shake your faith, to shake your foundation. Not only addresses fathers, he addresses faith, he addresses the foundation, but he also addresses a fall. About this man that built his house upon earth, it says, took no thought for a foundation. You know, that's a lot like people today, isn't it? People today, you find folks today, 70, 80, up in the 80s, that have given no thought to eternity. That's an amazing thing to me. Amazing. Building their life upon sinking sand. One day, the storm of judgment's going to come. Where are they going to be then? A fall. You see, this last man in verse 49 said, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." You see, there are people that will hear the Word of God and they'll reject it or they'll neglect it. We have that option. Amen? You can hear the wooings of Christ. He can convict you. He can draw you with cords of love, and you have the opportunity to reject Him or to neglect what He has to say. Absence of faith and absence of fear. People have lost their fear of God. Amen. Parents a long time ago, like my mother's generation of the early 1900s, her mom and daddy, the most important thing in their life was to get their children to church on Sunday and get them under the preached Word of God, to get them under the gospel, to get them under conviction, and to see them saved. That was the most important thing in their life, raising kids. Their desire was to see their kids saved, born again. Now today, in the day in which we live, there's parents that will do everything they can to get their kid to be the best on the ball team. Send them off to camp, do everything in the world, get them to be the best in sports. Different things that have no eternal value to it at all. Let me tell you something, mamas and daddies, the most important thing that you'll ever do for your children is to have them in church and get them under the sound preaching of the gospel and be faithful yourself. Be faithful down at your house. Let them see Christ in you, not just at church on Sunday morning, but down at your house. You ought to be showing them the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Praying. Pray over your food. Your kids ought to see Jesus in you. They ought to see your faith is real. Absence of faith, absence of fear, absence of a foundation. The only place that can lead is to a great fall that Christ mentions right here. He said the ruin of that house was great. What kind of house are you building tonight? Sister Cherry, would you come to the piano, please? Warning about the heart. Warnings about hypocrisy. Easy to be a hypocrite. Warning about hearing and doing the Word. Warning about building your home. Where you stand tonight? Would you play something for us this year? I want to open the altar.